For SCETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. A two-hour PBS special documenting a year in the life of two South Carolina elementary schools may reveal the seeds of success for elementary education in the state, especially in small-town schools with lower-income students. 180 Days Heartsful, produced by South Carolina ETV in partnership with the National Black Programming Consortium, examines a small town's effort to close the achievement gap for its poorest students. It follows throughout the 2013-14 school year the principals and students of West Hartsville Elementary and Thornwell School for the Arts, documenting the trials and triumphs of each. Both are Title I schools, meaning they have a higher incidence of students in poverty. Executive producer South Carolina ETV's Amy Shoemaker says the filmmakers discovered a great example of how small-town schools are struggling to improve despite a shortage of resources.
And we found two principals to follow that were incredible. Julie Mann, who was principal for 5 years at Thornwell, and Tara King, who's a first-year principal. So we really get to see the challenges and successes going on in the day-to-day work and trying to break that cycle of poverty and keep students engaged and excited about education while supporting them and their other needs.
Aided by a five-year, $5 million grant from Sunoco Corporation aimed at improving Darlington County schools, Thornwell was able to move from a C on the report card used to evaluate area schools to an A in 3 years. Over at West Hartsville, Tara King hopes to achieve similar results at her school, but she knows that poverty brings with it a raft of challenges not usually faced by students at other schools.
A lot of our kids come from single-parent homes. Some of our kids have fathers or mothers that's incarcerated or both. Some of our kids come to us with a lot of psychological problems. Most of our kids come to us reading at least 2 grade levels below where they should be reading.
West Hartsville created a number of innovative methods designed to address discipline problems and prepare its students for academic and life achievement. These included a turnaround room where disruptive students could go to have a structured environment, receive counseling, get their work done, and have someone to help them reflect on their behavior. King says the turnaround room has had quick results.
When we first put the program into place, we probably had about 30 to 40 kids being referred in 9 weeks. Now you may have about 2 children being referred.
In addition, a newly founded parent team has been successful at increasing parental involvement, and a mentor program pairs each student with a volunteer from the community who works with him or her during the year. King has seen great improvements in various areas, including in the number of students referred to her for discipline in the classroom and on the school bus.
We've had a 71% decrease in school referrals, we've had a 69% decrease in bus referrals. Our parental involvement has increased tremendously over the last 2 years. So we're definitely beginning to see those small signs of success.
The film's upshot is the determination of the principals, teachers, and district officials to raise the level of achievement in order to improve the futures of kids they care deeply about.
Begin to look at what your kids really need, you're called to do something bigger and something higher. And I just feel like the documentary just shows that what we're really doing here at West Hartsville and in so many other places is just the right thing for kids. And that's why I think we were all put here.
180 Days Hartsville can be seen on South Carolina ETV March 17th at 8 p.m. with an encore presentation March 19th at 7 p.m. For South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood. ETV Radio.